This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Samano. Date of birth is May the 10th, 1972. Case ID number is 4367928. Date of exam, December the 29th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old divorced male with one daughter who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral knee problems and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in November of 2019, where he worked as a maintenance man for 14 years. For the refineries, and also worked in electrical plants. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, bilateral knee problems, and number two, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, bilateral knee problems. The claimant states that in 2019, he twists his knees while working and tore his meniscals of both knees. The claimant has had left knee surgery for a meniscal tear by arthroscopic surgery, which was performed in 2019. However, he now has problems with the right knee as well and has not had any medical care for that. The claimant received 2 months of physical therapy and one steroid injection. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels at night. He states when he walks extensively for long periods of time, his knees hurt more. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and bend over. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head at this time. He is unable to sweep. The claimant had two crutches when he presented to my office that he used all the time to walk with. And which was not prescribed by any physician. He is presently taking pain meds from Mexico for his pain in his knees, which does give him some relief. The only other physical activity he does is walking a little bit around the house. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He denies having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage of myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. The claimant is presently taking telmisartan, 40 milligrams QD, and his blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 77 mmHg. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He states he takes his medication every so often when he feels like his blood pressure is high. Family history. His father died from a myocardial infarction when he was 65. His mother is 75 and suffers from hypertension. Medications. Telmisartan, 40 milligrams QD, and pain meds. Medical problems, hypertension, and bilateral knee pain secondary to meniscal tear, major surgery, left knee meniscectomy arthroscopically done in 2019, also left hand fracture with open reduction internal fixation performed in 1997. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drank for 6 years, 4 beers per week. He quit in 2009. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 232 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 144 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General, this is a 50-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to bilateral knee pain. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicterus was noted, but the claimant did have conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole was 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, and the claimant had to ambulate with two crutches, which was his assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant has some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the lower extremities around his knee area. There is mild joint swelling around his knee, but no erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, secondary to knee pain. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was unable to extend his legs to 0 degrees. And actually had a negative 20 degrees on both legs for extension. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Moderate difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a... The claimant did have difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate, secondary to bilateral knee pain. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but he could not hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant appeared to have bilateral medial and lateral meniscal pain and had positive tests for meniscal tear bilaterally. He does show that he has 2 1-centimeter scars on his left knee where arthroscopic surgery was performed to repair a torn meniscus. Assisted devices. He requires 2 assisted devices of crutches at this time to ambulate with. Neurological. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction secondary to medial and lateral meniscal tears of both knees, with possible derangement of the knee itself. He is able to heel and toe walk, but could not walk normally as a tandem walk, secondary to bilateral knee pain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to probable bilateral meniscal tears of both knees with possible other deranged injuries to other parts of his knee. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, bilateral knee pain, secondary to probable bilateral medial and lateral meniscal tears. Has been treated with surgery on the left leg, but appears to still be having problems. Number 2, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 144 over 77 mmHg, which is normal. He appears to be well-controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation, secondary to Jorge Samano.